Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Happy Earth Day.
Happy who or what the?
Happy Earth Day. Happy Mother Earth Day.
That new shit from my dog.
Oh.
From around the world, people.
And I mean the world. Hey, shout out to old motherfucking
You got the music going.
Out of fresh. Huh? What happened?
Went out to the music. That was happening.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah. I miss that.
That's that new shit. My name King Raw. I'm doing a real big. Shout out to you. Hey, big up to Life After Death, Mr. Sandy Baby Powder Fresh J. That was it. That was Fort Worth. That was Fort Worth, Texas up there. You know what I'm saying? And this is Freak the Fuck Out Friday, end of the 420 smoke week. Been a good week, people. You know what I'm saying? Been high, didn't I? High dry. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. So I was out the pub party. Everybody out there enjoying the day, doing something, starting this thing off a little different, day. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, look it up. I don't know a dictionary. Check it out. We gonna start this thing off after I roll up. You know what I'm saying? With some nothing new.
So what are you gonna do to save the planet?
I'm already doing it. Let me roll this weed up real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Have to replenish the earth, you know.
I am. I'm drinking water right now. I will go out and take a piss outside today instead of in the toilet. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to go piss on the earth, aren't you?
You're damn right. Go water the bushes, Steven. All the weed I smoke, it should enrich. It should be an enrichment to the plant.
Don't dump on the earth, people.
Hey, being on the earth, not dumping on it. If you can drink your own urine, goddamn it, it's got to be something good for the planet. You know what I'm saying?
You know it.
So drink urine. When is drink urine day?
Lovely.
I'll be participating in not that day.
That would be your own, right? Not somebody else's.
Yeah. Cool. Hopefully, you
some
know
of that
what I'm
yummy
saying? Hey, bro. Bro, I'm dehydrated. This is my mouth. This is about as gay as a couple of them Taj 4.0 videos.
Yeah,
that's
some honey
and
sugar to it.
Hey, you know that. I'm looking for places to move. I'm looking at Virginia. Maybe Texas, but you know, it's hotter than a
motherfucker. Texas is cheaper and they got the weather.
Oh, it's cheaper?
Yeah, it's cheaper there.
Right next to the good weed.
Yeah.
But right next to the cheap weed, that is.
Yeah. There's always California, the best food.
Yeah, no, I can't do the Cali. Not with a little mini earthquakes and
Georgia?
All that dumb shit.
What about Georgia?
What the hell? No.
What?
Yeah, trying to get out of the South. Really, away from the deep South, put it that way.
I hear you on that one.
You're going to switch your environment, people. You got to get all the way out the motherfucker. I mean the motherfucker.
Oh.
That's like the old married ass nigga right here.
Rob, my boy DJ Smell So Good and me, Big Zach.
Freak the what out.
96 and before that.
Freak
the cheating on the motherfucking dice game.
Let your wife hit it.
Wilding out, jumping out windows. You know how we do this. Do this thing every day.
Rain
down holes and shooting them like free throws. It's that easy. Come see me in ATL
or
keep it breezy, and I'm out.
Well, don't go see him now, and the motherfucker getting married May 7th. Son bitch. So, that's real. I might be, if I move up that way, though, if I move up Texas, you know, I got to hit up Baby Powder Fresh J, you know what I'm saying, and get me a job at Johnson & Johnson, you know what I'm saying? make a baby powder. That's what he do. You know what I'm saying? Baby powder fresh. Baby powder fresh.
Fresh and clean, baby.
Yo, and get this marketing game popped off. You know what I'm saying? Bring this flow weed style up there. You know how I get, down. You know? All right, so check this out. For the next few minutes. Well, in just a second, I can get my self rolled up together. I mean,
you know, the music's coming through nicely. What are you doing?
Smoking.
Okay.
My bad. So that's the wrong answer that you were looking for, right? My bad.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I'm bad. All right, check it out. Let's go ahead and get it to a little nutty news. Nutty news. Other day.
Where are we going to start, people?
We're going to start this thing off in Mother Detroit, and I mean Mother Detroit. Oh, I'm censoring it for the kids that may be listening. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Imagine that. Get y'all ass off the program. Get the f*** off the program. 18 and up. Parents, be ashamed of yourself. Letting Todd listen to this show. Oh.
Just terrible.
And we're back. Well, we're talking about libraries, people. Library spends $1,092 each for chairs. Sounds like our government. Wow. They must be learning well. Oh. Well, shit, the White House spent $2,000. We only spent
$1,092.
You know? Right. Detroit public library officials say finances have grown so bad they could close most neighborhood branches, but in a few weeks plan to unveil a revamped wing of a main library that even administrators say spares few expenses. The south wing is stocked with 20 yellow and orange European lounge chairs that cost $1,092 apiece, artistic pendant light fixtures, and two alcohol-burning furnaces, fireplaces. The project morphed from a $300,000 furniture update to a $2.3 million overhaul with new floors, study room, lighting, and built-in wood-framed bookshelves. It's not only the spending... It's not the only spending to come under question as the system considers closing up to 18 of 23 branches and laying off as many as 191 of 333 workers. Since 2008, the library has paid at least $160,000 to food vendors, including $1,760 at an ice cream shop, and spent $1 million on 6% raises to union workers at a time counterparts in City Hall took 10% pay cuts. Damn, I ain't got no motherfucking awards, people. Y'all know they coming back soon. Damn, that is crazy.
That is outrageous. Are you kidding? Talk about going over the...
Yeah, but I mean, that was like our government. Well, Nancy Pelosi spending that $2,000 or some shit on some fucking roses that she sent to herself.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, you know, hey, we got reckless spending going all over the place. But that just shows you, you know, how really unmonitored the damn system is. You know, the checks ain't balanced. You know what I'm saying? It's just a bunch of
that
motherfucking
must have been
checks
a room
going
full of roses, let me tell you, people. A room full of roses. Come on now. Really?
Hey, if you got the money, wouldn't you do it?
Buddy, can you spare a dime?
You know,
shoot.
That's the way they're
spare
looking
a million?
At it.
Can you spare a million over here, people?
Yeah, let me pull this hundreds of thousand out my pocket. Let me pull this hundreds
Thank
of thousand.
You. Yeah, you know, they just tossing it around. Why not hand it over here?
This is a hundreds of thousand. People, y'all see the smoke music is the only theme music that is going on right now. Shout out to my homeboy King Rob doing his thing, you know. But it's all about smoking, you know, right about now. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. If you don't, I don't know what the you are doing. I don't know what the you are doing. You know. Don't forget Life After Dusk. Live. On Google. Fuck it, just Google. Google Baby Powder, and then Freddy J will come up. Or actually, Baby Powder Fresh Day, or put in Johnson & Johnson, and you'll come up. You'll find Steady Baby Powder Fresh Day going real big on Life After Dusk Live show. You know, holding down properly at work. I'm thinking. All right. Next article, we are over here in Vancouver, Canada, where a comic is fined for lesbian comments that I seem to make every day. You know, hey, I guess I won't be going to Canada. Oh, yeah. A Canadian comic has been ordered to pay CA $15,000, which is $15,745 U.S. dollars. To a woman he taunted along with her same-sex partner during a show in Vancouver restaurant. Stand-up comedian Guy Earl was ordered to pay the money to Lorna Party, 32, while the British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal also ordered the Vancouver restaurant owner, Salam Ismail, to pay her $7,500. Party said Earl directed homophobic and sexist insults at her when she was a patron, and he was the master of ceremonies at an open mic comedy show at the restaurant. So you get fined for making fag jokes. But don't be a motherfucking faggot. Get straight. Or just don't come to the comedy club. Shit. I mean, that's like white people saying, don't make white jokes about me. You know what I'm saying? Or white comedians making black jokes and black people getting offended. You shouldn't fucking come here if you don't goddamn like the comedy in the context of the comedy. It's like a fucking gay person getting on the goddamn mic and making straight jokes. Well, what the fuck is that? Oh, you fucking straight people. You all the same. Like, what the fuck is that? I shouldn't be offended. Actually, I'm not, because I'm black.
Got none to say.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, moving in slow motion right now, people. I'm blowing it up.
Pass it over here, people.
I had to follow the instructions. That's what the song said, you know. Over here in the Philippines, get a little nutty. Good Friday crucifixions. A handful of people are traditionally nailed to crosses, while hundreds more have their backs whipped until they bleed in Asia's major Catholic outpost to remember the day when Christians believed Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago in the small farming town of Kutud, a couple hours drive north of Manila. Thousands of tourists gathered to watch what has over the years become the biggest and bloodiest Good Friday spectacle. 14 people were killed. Yeah, I can't watch some shit like that.
I have seen that. It's on video on YouTube.
14 people were nailed to crosses, and hundreds were whipped as they walked through the town, their blood splattering onto the ground and walls of buildings. God damn.
And they don't even flinch. They don't even flinch. They are so into it. It's unbelievable what they do.
Damn. Ain't enough weed covering that up, you know what I'm saying?
That's horrible. But you can find it on YouTube.
I'm not looking for that.
I saw flogging when they whip them. Well, they'll whip themselves. They'll flog themselves.
Okay. With the flog, and then they just walk and then keep hitting themselves. And then eventually, yeah, okay.
Damn. You can really nail them to the cross. You can nail them to the cross. It's no joke. And they don't even flinch. It's like they're not even there. They left their...
Too painful for me, people. Over here in the West this morning, Iowa, fake inspector calls restaurant. Damn right. An Iowa health inspector said a scam artist with poor timing called a restaurant and claimed to be from the health department while she was inspecting. Inspector Emily Wagner said the man on the phone claimed to be a health inspector and wanted a deposit for an inspection next week. However, she said the state does not charge for health inspections. And she said such scams are common with Asian restaurants, a frequent target. Hell no. Yo, give me money. I can test your shit. I mean, I will come and inspect your building. Yes, if you pay me.
Oh, no.
My bad. My bad.
How much is that going to run me? How much is that going to cost?
I have a special. $99.95. I have a special. Come with free duck sauce, soy sauce. Free duck sauce, soy sauce. Oh. Not bad. Shouts out to Easy Rider, bit66.com. Go way over here in Pennsylvania land. Going real big. Where cops search home. And man tries to swallow a flash drive. You obviously have been watching some fucking movies. And if you think you can stick a big-ass flash drive down your throat, people, you must be sucking some good dick. Because, yeah, it's wide open, baby. It's wide open. As cops searched his home as part of a corruption of children probe, a Pennsylvania man attempted to swallow a flash drive that he had dropped into a pitcher of water. While police executed a search warrant at his home, Harold Moser, 46, told officers that he was really thirsty and asked for permission to get something to drink. Accompanied by a cup, Moser went into the kitchen and retrieved an orange pitcher, which he then began to fill with water. At one point, an officer looked over Moser's shoulder and noticed something in the bottom of the pitcher. That is when Moser reached into the pitcher and tried to swallow the black and purple item. You stop smoking.
Alrighty.
Stop smoking. Crack.
Is it whack, people? Don't try this at home.
Over here in Norway, across the world, paramedics drop grandma into ICC.
I hope she won a bet.
I thought 73-year-old grandmother is in intensive care after being dropped overboard by paramedics who were trying to carry her off a cruise ship.
Oh.
Janet Richardson spent several minutes in the icy waters off Norway before she was rescued. A medical team had been trying to transfer her on a stretcher when the two boats moved apart and she fell into the North Sea.
Wow. I wonder if she's going to get a free cruise out of that.
Yeah, I bet that. I bet she's going to get more than that.
Let's hope so.
Goddamn medical people. I know that's what they're going to do. You know, some greedy motherfucking.
Come on, Grandma. You can make it. Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Psych! You know what I mean? Y'all got fucked up. She ready to go lay down and they psych! And they pull the boards apart, she fall in the water and shit.
You know she was already scared to start with. You already know that.
Oh, come on,
man. She was terrified.
You've
and
just
her,
been
her nightmare came true.
Where's Ash and Kutcher when you need them? You know what I'm saying? You've just been punked away.
Pulling a prank, baby.
Yeah, she in the water wet, though. Right here next door in St. Petersburg, Florida. Man tried to rob a store with a game remote.
Wow. Really?
Okay.
Delusional.
Police said a St. Petersburg man attempted to rob a convenience store using a Sony PlayStation remote control.
What was it, for shooting ducks?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I think that's a Nintendo game, but you would have had a better chance with that shit. God damn. According to reports, Cameron Pittman, 20, hid the game controller in his pocket and pretended it was a gun as he tried to rob the Sun Food store on 62nd Avenue South. He was arrested by a police officer who walked into the store in the middle of the robbery. Police said Pittman dropped the remote and gave up. God damn, when you need a warrant, man, people, this is the time. Sick.
Well, if he would have did it on April Fool's Day, he could have cried, April Fool's.
Damn.
You know, and he got away with it.
Hell yeah. 20 days over the April Fool's, so,
April Fool's. He's an everyday fool, people. Everyday fool. Okay.
Yeah. Over here in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, right next to
that's my neck of the woods. That's minutes away.
Oh, well, we see what y'all doing minutes away. Animal rights complaint in goldfish racing.
What
the fuck is goldfish racing?
Oh, I've never heard of that one, ever.
Weekly goldfish races at a Tacoma bar are canceled after it received complaints from animal rights activists. Every Tuesday night, the Harmon Tap Room would feature races in which cheap feeder fish from a pet store were raced down two-foot troughs. Racers guided the fish with squirt bottles. And after complaints by phone and email, the Harmon Tap Room replaced goldfish racing with beer pong. Oh, yeah, that's more education.
Wow. They can get drunk
even
that
drunker
way.
Now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Shout out to Miss PC Mo.
Where's the chat room?
It's up. I'm in it. Talking about Seti, Baby Powder, Fresh J, Life After Dust Live, Miss Computer Lady, a.k.a. Miss PC Mo.
The chat room won't come up for me.
Oh, you can't get it up, baby? Oh!
I can't get it up today, people. Damn. Losing my touch.
Something's going on. People, we need, what do they call Viagra for computers? You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Is there such a thing?
Well, man. My computer won't get up. They all knew. I don't know. Shit. PC Agra. It's a PC Agra.
Agra, okay, gotcha. PC Agra. Hey, Miss Computer Lady should know.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Viagra for your computer, Miss Computer Lady? Type it in the hard box, the square box.
2 minutes to go.
Yeah. So much fun, not enough time. Last one, us in Texas, your head will be blown off. 71-year-old East Texas woman doesn't mince words with a sign posted outside her house warning criminals to stay away. And it says, try to break into this house again, your head will be blown off.
Again.
An image of a gun is also on the sign. Claudia Holland was unharmed earlier this month when someone kicked in her front door. She thinks her barking dog scared off the late night intruder, but she's not planning anymore. Yeah, get him, Granny. Oh. And that'll do it. Right before the show, shouts out to everybody listening to Wrecking the Game Radio. Make sure you have a great weekend. Uh-oh, we got Miss Computer Lady creeping in right on the end, Miss Computer Lady. Right on the end. All right, she's calling in to answer the question.
Ouch. Did you make it in?
Viagra or PC?
You made it.
You jumped right on board as we were just about to pull off. Off the dock.
That was close.
Yeah, I said I was going to make sure I made it this time. Hey, everybody.
We're out, people. We are officially at the VIP land.
Oh, goodness. How's everybody been?
Oh, you know, trying to get our computers up. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
Trying to get them up.
Happy Mother Earth Day, kids. Oh, yes. Happy Earth Day to everybody.
Now, what you doing for the save of a piece of the earth?
Well, actually, I'm thinking about maybe switching to what they call e-faxing. I'm checking out to see what would be the best thing to use as far as e-faxing is concerned. For those who don't know what it is, basically e-faxing is you sign up for such a thing as e-fax.com, and then you could receive your faxes, but it's going to come in the form of an email. That way you can save the trees and use a lot less paper and a lot less ink cartridges for your fax machines or your phone faxes and all of that.
I've seen that before, though. Yahoo done had that around a good little while. I mean,
yeah,
there's a little button that said e-fax, and but I ain't, you know, I ain't never had nobody to fax nothing to. So
I get a good number of faxes, so I had like a trial like way back before, and it worked out pretty good, but I had to give it up
send your email
for too much.
Send
your fax.
Yeah, send. Mm-hmm. You just do it like an email.
Yeah. They do it like an email. And then with the way technology is now, you can receive via your computer, via your iPhone, smartphone, Blueberry, you know, whatever.
Yeah, pretty much all that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how'd the Windows 8 show go? How was that?
Not too bad. I had a few people come, and I got some people who did some downloads of the podcast, which I appreciate. So, everybody, make sure you go to blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Lady. That archive is still there. I'm going to do part two tomorrow at a special time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and correspond that with your time zone. So you know,
is it
check
a
that.
Big difference from the 7 to the 8?
Supposedly, one of the main differences is, you know, you've heard of 32-bit and 64-bit. Windows
right.
8 is supposed to support like 128-bit. And the applications are supposed to be more, let's say you won't have to be searching here and there to try to find the applications or your files or whatever. It's going to be a more doc type setup or something like that. I'm still researching it. I'm going to bring more about some of the things I've researched on the show.
User friendly? I mean, you seen some screenshots of it or anything?
Oh, yeah, I have. It looks wonderful, I think. Some of the things, you know, for that operating system, you know, whenever they bring out a new operating system, they bring out new themes and all that. So some themes are going to be a little different. Some are going to be the same. As far as its setup, it's still in what's called beta form, meaning that not all the kinks have been worked out yet. So you got to be careful if you try to install anything that's in beta form.
Yeah, I'll be seeing that. I don't really do the beta. Get it, try it now. Like, no, I ain't going to be the guinea pig. I'm like,
They still got stuff to work it out. Right, yeah, wait till it comes out. There's speculations it'll probably come out maybe around the summer, maybe later in the year, maybe beginning of the year. So, you know, all the rumors are still going around as far as that. But who knows, Windows 8 could be the Viagra for the PC.
You know it. I'm going to be selling it.
I mean, they were
on Get66.com. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be auctioning it off for the low. Y'all check it out.
Yeah, knowing Easy, he's going, when it's fully out, knowing him, he's going to get his hands on
him. That's crazy. Now, Easy talking about something, he's supposed to be sending it to me so I can check it out. The e-cigarette,
oh, really?
Right? But he doing
smoke, yeah. Yeah, I looked at that, and I'm like, oh, okay. I said, not for me.
But he putting herb in it. the herb resonance.
Yeah, I remember he mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, so that's gonna be, I'm damn sure tried, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? I can put weed in liquid form and still get high? Let me get that.
Oh,
let me get that. Yeah, I get that. You know what I'm saying? That saves cost on me.
Well, I'm fine. I'm cool. Y'all try it out. But be careful when y'all try it out because it's a new product. And, you know, anytime a new product comes out, there's still testing going on.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really supposed to test anything out really before a product is launched. But sometimes the way things are these days, it doesn't necessarily happen. So y'all be careful because your health matters. And let me finally say happy, blessed Good Friday to everybody. And take care and make it a safe weekend.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, definitely. You got something special planned this weekend? No.
No, family dinner. Potluck over my sister's house.
Sounds good. What you gonna bring?
Let's see, I'm doing the brown sugar ham. So honey baked red white.
Brown
brown sugar ham, just Miss Computer Lady style. Not that I don't love honey baked, don't get me wrong, but hey, Miss Computer Lady was taught by her mama, may she rest in peace, how to do the brown sugar ham. And you know, my mom being from Georgia, you know I gotta do it right.
What's that, brown sugar glaze or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, you want me to give away my recipe?
Oh, my bad. I ain't never heard of it.
Hey, well, you know what? We all need to meet up one day, and I'll make sure when we do meet up, make sure you get me all the ingredients. And I tell you what it is. It's going to be an off-the-air discussion.
Well, as long as you got the actual love in there, y'all do it.
Yeah, when we get together one time, I have to make y'all some brown sugar ham so y'all can find out.
Well, Evelyn, what you got planned?
Yo, this is Big Zach chilling in TPA with my boy DJ. Huh? Smells so good.
What do I have planned?
Yeah.
We go to my sister's house. She always has a big dinner.
Must be going to a sister's house thing before Easter. Well, I'm helping her to host it because we got extended family, so yeah, it's our turn, so I'll be helping her out.
Yeah, my aunt, she's supposed to be cooking. She's inviting everybody over to her house, so you know.
All right.
Try to get the ladies down here with the girls and everybody coming down here. We do the family thing down here in the old Teak Town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I hang out with my family, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, we call it T-Town up here, too, where I am. A little house, T-Town. T-Town, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, finally gonna get my food smash on. I'm a smash Sunday. It ain't gonna be nice.
I like potlucks, though, you know what I'm saying? You get a variety of everything, you know, people, especially when you get people that try to outdo somebody, you know. They want to go all out.
You know, that's when it's good. Mm-hmm. Especially.
You get all kind of stupid kind of food. You ain't never, like, damn, I ain't never seen no shrimp, scampi, chicken, steak, lasagna. Damn. Like, where do y'all get that at?
Ooh,
girl, I've been
that
up.
That sounds kind of good.
Oh, hey. Like, you know, mixing everything together just to see.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's not all on you, too. That's a good thing. You know, you don't have to do all the cooking, you know. Somebody else do this, somebody else do that, you know.
Yeah. I hear my damn computer beeping.
Uh-oh.
This is telling me
about 5 more minutes in the VIP room.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks for having me to doing the countdown. Yeah,
shout-out.
It's the only VIP room where you won't get your weed taken. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all crazy.
Well, at least you got it back. At least you got it back.
That's it.
Oh, man.
A janky-ass security guard, a janky ass bouncer shoes. Talk about these goddamn security guards and janky ass shit going on.
Nah, I'm sorry, man. You should have known they were going to have security and they were going to check. I'm sorry. You should have known that.
It's a 420 party. What the hell are you checking for? You should be checking to make sure you got weed. If you ain't got no weed, you shouldn't be able to come at the party.
Well, guess what? They didn't get the message. Well, guess what? They didn't get the message.
Man, that shit was advertised on the radio. Oh, I mean, how
well,
you advertise?
Well, somebody didn't get the message to it. Or somebody didn't listen to their radio. Hey, there you go.
There's a janky bouncer trying to take people's pride. Took my pride, people. You understand? He took my pride. Yeah, just weed, but I'm just saying. He took my pride. And he took that. So I had to get that back. You know, my energy
well,
is necessary.
Yeah, wow.
I'm about to do a combat roll on him and kick him down the stairs, you know what I'm saying, and go through his pockets. Take the rest of the weed that he took from everybody else, you know, because he's been doing it all night. You know, he got a pocket full of weed on him and shit. I got something for you, homie. Give up the motherfucking weed. No, I'll keep the money. I don't need your money. I want the weed. 420 shit. I'm trying to smoke.
Oh, that's something. Let me get my final shout out because I know we only got a few minutes left. Let me get my final shout out to everybody listening. Again, take care. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. Enjoy you and yours. And talk to y'all when I talk to y'all. And so glad to be part of Trilateral Radio when it gets back up. Get ready to
yeah,
some shows.
For real. www.trilateralradio.com. Go on now.
What's
real big. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's on the
being main. Restored.
Y'all come back through and check it out. It's going to be hot.
Oh, yeah.
Real big. And we out. I want to say,
happy holidays.
I got to figure out what the is going on with this.
Happy holidays, happy Easter resurrection, everybody, too.
Yeah, that
what's
story.
What's his name?
Oh.
What's his name?
Who that?
No, resurrection. I was saying happy resurrection to everybody, because some people recognize it as Easter, some people recognize it as resurrection day.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep, he is risen.
Yes, he has. Thank God. Love y'all. Let me bounce out.
Love you too.
Peace out.
God bless.
Much love,
people.
Peace out.
Trilateral Radio. The Trilateral Radio Commission, you know what I'm saying, is what we do right here live, taking it all the way to California. Shouts out to San Jose's own Mr. Goofy Boo. And Boo News represents Straight Load Records, you know what I'm saying, real big. And going all the way up to the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying, with the International Smokers Representative, Mr. Sayanai. Bringing it all the way back, you know what I'm saying, with the co-hosts with the Moses. Miss Heavenly Angel, as we slap a couple of people in their face, pow, 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 with some baby powder. You know what I'm saying? Sponsored by Mr. Baby Powder, Fresh Jake. You know what I'm saying? Saturday day. That's how we do it. Taking it all the way back to flow. With Captain Smell. So good. That's my homeboy DJ Storm like to say. And on that note, we up out of here, people.
Seconds to go. Much love.
Smoke one.
Recovery weekend.
Lighter.